Harry felt her pass him, heard the door slide open again, and then a thud and two loud squeals of pain. "Who's that?
Who's that?"
"Ginny."
"Hermione."
"What are you doing?"
"I was looking for Ron."
"Come in and sit down." "Not here," said Harry hurriedly. "I'm here."
"Ouch,"
said Neville. "Quiet," said a hoarse voice suddenly. Professor Lupin appeared to have woken up at last. Harry could hear movements in his corner. None of them spoke. There was a soft crackling noise, and a shivering light filled the compartment. Professor Lupin appeared to be holding a handful of flames. They illuminated his tired, grey face, but his eyes looked alert and wary.
"Stay where you are," he said in the same hoarse voice, and he got slowly to his feet, with his handful of fire held out in front of him.
But the door slid slowly open before Lupin could reach it. Standing in the doorway, illuminated by the shivering flames in Lupin's hand, was a cloaked figure that towered to the ceiling. Its face was completely hidden beneath its hood. Harry's eyes darted downwards, and what he saw made his stomach contract.